We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tzadik Dalet, the Halachos of Eruv Chatzeres, Sif Tetz. Tzarech Shlo Yakpid Al Eruv, we said that one person provides the food for the Eruv, it has to be in a fashion that this person who's providing the food won't mind Im Yechlenu Chaveru, if somebody who's relying on this Eruv will eat from the Eruv. Then Makpid Alav, but if he doesn't want anybody to eat from the Eruv, end of Eruv. But the Bi'alacha says that this halacha is applicable to Ben Hashmashas. As we've been discussing, Ben Hashmashas is a time when the Erev becomes valid. And at that time, the Erev has to be available to everybody who's relying on the Erev. But if this person will come on Shabbos and want to eat from the Erev, since the Erev already became valid during Ben Hashmashas, it won't be a problem. Ken Tzark Lizar. Because of this halacha, we have to be careful. Not to use for the Erev something which was prepared for Shabbos, which the person wants to have it for the Suda Shabbos, and not want it to be available for anybody else. Sefiyot ha'erev tzarech liyismarach b'makom shekalechem and balabayis shenasa b'shvilam yochalav v'sham b'en hashmashos. The Erev should be placed in a place where anybody who's relying on this Erev could come b'en hashmashos and eat from this Erev. L'kenem ha'yisham v'b'shchunam meis, Rachman Tzlan, let's say the Erev is in a place where there's somebody who passed away. V'echman balabayis u'kayin, one of the people who's relying on the Erev is a kayin. V'lo yochalav v'en hashmashos al Erev. And he cannot come to that place ben hashmashas because he's a kayim, then batal erev. The meaning is that the erev is typically left in a shul in the Beis HaKnesses, which is available and accessible to all. Yet sifir aleph yesh lasis erev continues the Gemara. Yesh lasis erev chatzes b'chol erev Shabbos b'Shabbos sif tzalav. One should make an erev every erev Shabbos and then use it to eat on Shabbos till come on Siman Kuf Beis Sebeis. Kenet Tzarech Lius Kaim Rak B'Chnos Shabbos. As we're learning, the Erev only has to be available during Ben Hashmashas. Achem Yesh Lochish. If there's a situation where we need to be concerned, Pen Yishkach Pamachas, maybe he'll forget to make an Erev one Friday. Yochel Arab Kika Echel Kol Shabbos Shad Pesach. Then you can use one loaf for all the Shabbos until Pesach. And when he says the Nusach that we learned, that he says, that this Erev should be usable, and we should rely on it, b'chol Shabbos as Pesach abo aleinu l'toiva. But it should be made in a way that shlo yiskalkel, that it won't get spoiled for as long as we're relying on it. And for Shabbos during Pesach, that we need an Erev, Yasef Erev b'matzik Shera, we use a kosher matzah for Erev. Sifi Beis, Ein oisem cheruv v'chatzeres b'yontiv, we don't make Erev v'chatzeres b'yontiv, v'chal yontiv b'erev Shabbos, and therefore if yontiv falls on Friday, tzrichal nasos b'erev yontiv, we should make the Erev an Erev yontiv. The reason we're not allowed to make a yontiv, an Erev for Shabbos, it looks like we're making something on yontiv for Shabbos. There are paiskim that suggest that b'di'evit it would be acceptable. This halacha is also applicable in Chutz Laretz. If Yontif falls on Thursday and Friday, the Erev should be made on Wednesday. However, if the Erev was forgotten to be made on Wednesday, then the Erev can be made on the first day Yontif with the following stipulation. He should say, if today is Yontif, then tomorrow is not. I can make the Erev tomorrow. If today is Yontif, if tomorrow is Yontif, today is not, I'm making the Erev today. And then he should do the same on Friday. And therefore it will be that he certainly made the Erev not on Yontif for Shabbos. Sif Yud Gimel, Mishayich B'Makam Echad, somebody eats in one place, V'yashem B'Makam Echad, and he sleeps elsewhere, Makam Achilosu U'ikah L'Inyan Zeh. The determination or where is your home, is where you eat. And therefore, if I have a room that's used for me to eat in that specific room in that place, then I am a person that's living here, and I have to participate in the Erev. if there's a place where I only sleep, and I ain't oisa, my being there doesn't affect the status of a need for an Erev. Sif Yudalit, Hamsara Bechotzer, somebody who's a guest, Yeshem and Afilin Sara Bebais with Natsmai, even if he has his own apartment, his own room, Imloi Nisnarif Devaka, if he's not there on a permanent basis, El Shloshin Ramel Apachas, he's there for less than 30 days. The same halacha would be if he rents a room for less than 30 days. Eino oisa b'nei chatzur. He doesn't affect the status of all the other people who live in the chatzur. V'kul matam v'tatl memi bati balabayis mem beis oirich. You could carry from their room, from the room of the other people to this room, and so to vice versa. V'afila marchim rabim. Even if there are many guests, balabayis echon is only one host. V'dafka b'dik balabayis kavua. But it has to be a situation that at least one person is there on a permanent basis, even if that person, who I've kachavim, does archim batel megabei, all the other people are not considered in any way factors as far as the Erev is concerned. Aval, im kulamim archim, if everybody here is a guest, so then oisim ze al ze, then they do have a status. If they each have a room, a separate room for eating. And therefore, if they're in a hotel, but they have their own bedrooms, but they don't have their own dining room, it wouldn't make a difference. Furthermore, even if a person did rent to be here for more than 30 days, then even though he hasn't yet been there 30 days, he does affect the status of the Erev. Vim, yesh b'nei mevichavim, and there's one of the guests is an akum. But then there's another opinion. We don't differentiate between a guest and somebody who lives there. As long as you have your own place to eat, that's what we should do. And then if we have such an individual, they should participate in the Erev, but not make a bracha. But the Eved, however, in the Eved situation, yesh lismachas far rishoina, that if they're only guests and they're not there for 30 days, then the halacha is that they don't affect the status of the Erev. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you have people who are guests, but they come often here, even though they're not there for 30 days, then the halacha is that they're not, that they would they would be required to participate in the Erev. On the other hand, if you have a guest, even if he's here for more than 30 days, but it's a type of situation where the owner of the property, the host, can remove him at any time, then he doesn't affect the status of the Erev. Sifta Zov, Yisrael Dar Mavikacham Chatzar Achas, Yisrael who lives with a Nakri in one Chatzar, Ein Avikacham Oislov, that one Nakri doesn't make a difference. As the Gemara Masech Erev and Daf Samach Beis Oman Aleph teaches us, really, a guy should not affect the status of the Erev. The only reason he affects the status of the Erev, Chazal did not want that Jews should live together with Nachrim, because they were concerned that the Jews would learn from the Nachrim improper behavior. However, Chazal only made the Gzeira in a case which is common, where you could have a number of Yisraelim live with a Nachri, but that you should have one Yisrael live with one Nachri is very uncommon, because there's a chance that the Nachri may harm you, and therefore that's the case that we just discussed, and therefore in such a case, since it's unusual, in a Shchiach, there's no halacha requiring we take consideration of Nachri's present. But Filam Shnei Yisrael Yoyser, if you have many Jews, but they're living in a situation where there's no Erev required, as gam einav t'chom Islam, the Nachri's present doesn't make a difference. Aval ha-meshnei Yisrael Yoyser, you have more than two Yisraelim, and they're living in a circumstances, where the Erev is required, as imdar sham gam ev k'chavim, and now we have a Nachri living amongst them, who is aleim, so that causes an issue. Vein echayim la'arev, but because he's a Nachri, the halacha is that he's not somebody who's a candidate who could participate in Erev. And what they need to do is Yisku Rimenes Rishus. They have to rent from him permission for his apartment. And if there's more than one Nachri, then we have to go through this procedure with every Nachri separately. If the Nachri went away for Shabbos, then it's not a problem, but it only can become a problem if the Nachri shows up on Shabbos. Sif Tezana film I've come dar b'chatzer eres. The Nachri is living in a different chatzer. Elish ein loy derech l'shus rabim. He cannot get to the shus rabim. Rak derech hayis chatzer shusraim darimba. Only through the chatzer which the Yisraelim live in. Oishudar baliyah. He lives on an upper floor. The madregas hayla teich a chatzer, and he has steps that he shares that they all go to the chatzer through those steps. Gamkin oisaleim, then his presence makes a difference. Sif yudzai mechatzi shal Yisrael. If the chatz belongs to Yisrael, el shehisker, but the Yisrael rented a hishel, or he lent, shom dir alav kechavim, he rented an apartment to a nakri, ena oiser, then that will make a difference. Ki loy hisko hisholoi, he didn't rent them or lend them this apartment. Adashi asked Bnei Yisrael that he should cause difficulties as far as Hilchos Erev is concerned. Even if the Baal Chatzah doesn't live so, it doesn't make a difference. However, there is a question in the Paiskim. Is this only going to be relevant in a case where the Jewish owner could remove him at any time? Or even in a case where he cannot be removed at any time, it's still, since he didn't rent it to him with that intent, the Nachri's presence won't make a difference. So how do we do the Schiris? Oymele Yisrael, the Yisrael tells the Nachri, Haskenli Rishchus B'mas Elu, rent to me rights in your property with this money. But Yisrael does not have to articulate that the reason he's doing this is Kedei L'hata, to make carrying permissible. Avam Omeloi, if the Yisrael tells the Nachri, Tein Rishus, gimme, without saying the word, rent it to me, Abishim Farshloi, even though he's explaining why he's doing this, then Kedei Shu'ut Chalatatl B'chatzer, so I should be able to carry, then Loi Mahani. We don't have to have a full-fledged rent. The main point is, say the Rishonim, that we have to have built the Rishus, that the Nachri is giving up his rights that the Yisrael may enter that apartment. Sif Yates, Yochalus Gafilim Ishtoi, Gafilim Esharsoi. You don't have to rent necessarily from the Nachri, who's the tenant. You can rent from the Nachri's wife or from the Nachri's worker or people that live in the Nachri's apartment. And even if the Nachri is not satisfied with this arrangement, it will be considered halachically valid.